Traveling by air is not as fun as it used to be. The days of walking loved ones to the gate and bringing someone a Tupperware of your homemade soup are long gone. We've all learned to adapt to the increased security precautions since the creation of the Transportation Security Administration shortly after September 11th, 2001. You may be wondering, are all these precautions still necessary?
Now, people wonder why we have this restriction on liquid gels and aerosols. And the answer is it's the number one ingredient in an explosive. And we know through intelligence that airlines and aviation remains a target from those who would choose to hurt our aviation system. And the number one tool they would use would be explosives. And that's why we limit the quantity. That's in place. I don't see it going away anytime soon, so it's good to familiarize yourself with it.
That was TSA spokeswoman Lori Denkers. She was referring to the rule that travelers with liquids and gels in their carry-on luggage travel with those items in reduced quantities, 3.4 ounces or less. Those items must all fit into a quart-sized Ziploc and be screened separately on the conveyor. But can you bring a pie or a baked good?
Pies are allowed, and we may do some additional screening on that item. We won't contaminate the food. It can be done fairly quickly.
If you are traveling with wrapped gifts, it is important to tell the TSA agents what is inside packages. If it is an item that is hard to identify with imaging equipment, it might get unwrapped.
And believe me, it's more painful for our officers to have to unwrap than it is for the person who wrapped it to watch it be unwrapped. So here's what we recommend. Just put them in a reusable gift bag with a little tissue around it. That way, if we need to take a peek inside of it, we can do that, and the gift is undisturbed and can still be given to its recipient.
Lori's last piece of advice for holiday travelers is to check your luggage thoroughly before packing, because prohibitive items may have been left in an accessory pocket.
You need to unpack your bag before you pack it. And the reason is, oftentimes people use the same luggage or same bags that they've used for a driving trip, and then they try to fly with them and carry them on.
The TSA has over 50,000 officers in 450 federalized airports, and they are trained to screen over 1.8 million travelers daily. Their mandate is to protect the United States from acts of terrorism, but not everybody is happy about it.
They lock the cockpit door now, and passengers know from what happened 9/11, they will never let anybody do anything on a plane. They can't make a plane a missile anymore, so it has to change what they're doing.
2 years ago, Patricia Anderson started a self-funded nonpartisan group called Freedom to Travel USA. She and co-director Diane Schenker staffed the First Amendment booth on the lower level of the Ted Stevens International Airport every Friday afternoon. They hand out stickers, pamphlets, and they have travelers sign postcards which they hand deliver to the offices of Alaska Senators Murkowski and Begich, Congressman Don Young, and to Governor Parnell. They have delivered over 4,000 cards documenting traveler dissatisfaction to date. Diane describes some of the frustration.
If you go to their webpage, they will tell you what kinds of things and liquids and amounts of things you can carry on the plane. But we hear stories every week, and we've experienced ourselves, where they tell you that you can take it on, but when you get there, one individual says you can't. Well, then you can't. There's no appeal suddenly at that point if you want to get on your flight.
Patricia and Diane advise travelers to video record unpleasant experiences and politely ask your screener to don a fresh pair of gloves before patting you down.
This is something that people don't think about, but they see those blue gloves and they somehow think that that's protecting them from contamination, but it's protecting the wearer's hands. They've touched everybody's hair and shoes and God knows what, you know, who came in line before you.
Patricia and Diane remind us of our Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment prohibiting unreasonable searches and seizures. They have one last general piece of advice for travelers this season.
Give up your rights is the only thing I can say.
This month, the TSA has expanded its pre-check program where low-risk travelers are subjected to less rigorous screening. Passengers will be notified on their boarding pass whether or not they've been selected. Their hope is to have 25% of travelers eventually in this program. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.